Lesson 26. Now we're going to start to look at the past tense. And the first past tense we're going to learn is known as the perfect tense. So this is where we use the present tense of usually avoir, but in some exceptions être, and then add what we call the past participle. So like in English, we would say I have given. Given is the past participle. So let's start to have a look at how it works. Now, if we take the verb parler, to speak, what's that in the present tense? How do you say I am speaking?
Je parle.
Now, to say I spoke or I have spoken, which is the same in French, you would say
j'ai parlé.
So what we've done is taken the present tense with avoir, j'ai, and then added the past participle, which is parler. That's spelt P-A-R-L and then ends with an E with an acute accent. So I spoke French is
j'ai parlé français.
He spoke English.
Il a parlé anglais.
She spoke German.
Elle a parlé allemand.
We spoke Russian.
Nous avons parlé russe.
You spoke Italian.
Vous avez parlé italien.
And they spoke French.
Ils ont parlé français.
So you notice that no matter what the pronoun, the past participle stays the same. And that's throughout the whole perfect tense. It's only the avoir or être which changes, which is sometimes known as the auxiliary verb. But we'll look at another verb now. We'll look at the verb aider, which is to help. The full verb is spelt A-I-D-E-R, and it's a regular E-R verb. So I help is
j'aide.
So because it starts with a vowel, you start with J apostrophe for I, j'aide. So I helped or I have helped would be
j'ai aidé.
So you notice there we've done the same as we did with parler. We've taken off the ER and we've added an E with an acute accent. So A-I-D-E acute is the past participle. J'ai aidé. So how do you say she helped?
Elle a aidé.
Notice again, just using the present tense of avoir plus the past participle. What about we helped?
Nous avons aidé.
What about they helped?
Ils ont aidé.
So if we were to say they helped my father, what would that be?
Ils ont aidé mon père.
And finally, you helped my mother.
Vous avez aidé ma mère.
Now it works in almost the same way with IR verbs. So let's take the example of finir, which we've done before, to finish. How do you say I finish?
Je finis.
And to say it in past tense, so I finished the coffee.
J'ai fini le café.
So the past participle there is F-I-N-I. So with IR verbs, you remove the IR and add an I. J'ai fini. And what about he finished the water?
Il a fini l'eau.
And then how would you say you finished the milk?
Vous avez fini le lait.
They finished the cake.
Ils ont fini le gâteau.
And we finished the wine.
Nous avons fini le vin.
And the final group is RE verbs. So we learnt the verb vendre before, to sell. So in present tense, how do you say I sell the apples?
Je vends les pommes.
And to make the past participle, you take the re at the end of the full verb vendre and replace it with a you this time. So I sold the apples would be...
J'ai vendu les pommes.
So the past participle vendu, V-E-N-D-U. How do you say they sold the bananas?
Ils ont vendu les bananes.
She sold the strawberries.
Elle a vendu les fraises.
You sold the strawberries.
Vous avez vendu les fraises.
And they sold the lemons.
Ils ont vendu les citrons.
Now in the perfect tense, there are a few verbs that go with être instead of avoir. So we'd start with je suis, tu es, etc. Now these tend to be the movement verbs. So the verbs like to arrive, to leave, to go out, to go. So let's look at the verb to arrive, which is...
Arriver.
And in the present tense, therefore, I arrive is...
J'arrive.
And what was yesterday in French?
Hier.
So I arrived yesterday is...
Je suis arrivé hier.
So notice in the past tense, it's exactly the same as with avoir. You take the full verb, arriver, take off the er and replace it with an e with an acute accent. The only difference is you add it to je suis instead of j'ai. So it goes with être. And what's French for this morning?
Ce matin.
And so how would you say he arrived this morning?
Il est arrivé ce matin.
So again, with être, il est, instead of il a. How do you say yesterday evening?
Hier soir.
So we arrived yesterday evening would be?
Nous sommes arrivés hier soir.
So again, nous sommes, because it's with être, instead of nous avons. What's this afternoon in French?
Cet après-midi.
So literally, after midday, après-midi. So how would you say you arrived this afternoon?
Vous êtes arrivé cet après-midi.
And another new word, today in French is...
Aujourd'hui.
So aujourd'hui. Oui, three syllables, today. And just to repeat that.
Aujourd'hui.
So they arrived today.
Ils sont arrivés aujourd'hui.
We've done the verb to leave. What's the full verb?
Partir.
So again, partir, it's a movement verb. It goes with être, not avoir in the perfect tense. So if you were going to say he left this morning.
Il est parti ce matin.
So again, il est, not il a. And what about you left yesterday morning?
Vous êtes parti hier matin.
They left yesterday afternoon.
Ils sont partis hier après-midi.
I left this evening.
Je suis parti ce soir.
And she left yesterday.
Elle est partie hier.
Now finally, let's touch on the verb aller in the past tense. Again, another movement verb, so it goes with être. So the past participle is the same as before. Take off the er and add an E with an acute accent. So I went to the station is therefore
je suis allé à la gare.
She went to the cathedral.
Elle est allée à la cathédrale.
We went to the town.
Nous sommes allés à la ville.
He went to the square.
Il est allé à la place.
Now there are three common verbs in the past tense that are all irregular. They're avoir, être and faire. We've seen them before because they're irregular in other tenses as well. The past participles need to be learnt. Eu, été and fait. But we'll look into them in more detail in another lesson. So now let's recap the things we've learnt previously. Back to the verb vendre in the present tense. I am selling the taxi would be
je vends le taxi.
He sells the car.
Il vend la voiture.
She sells the boat.
Elle vend le bateau.
We are selling the plane.
Nous vendons l'avion.
You are selling the motorbike.
Vous vendez la moto.
They are selling the bike.
Ils vendent le vélo.
And what about I wouldn't like another beer?
Je ne voudrais pas une autre bière.
How about everyone or everybody, it's the same in French, speaks English.
Tout le monde parle anglais.
Nobody understands English.
Personne ne comprend l'anglais.
There are several parks.
Il y a plusieurs parcs.
There are a few car parks.
Il y a quelques parkings.
I like dancing every weekend.
J'aime danser chaque weekend.
He eats fast food every weekend.
Il mange le fast food chaque weekend.
She has a job.
Elle a un job.
She's going to be a supermodel.
Elle va être une supermodèle.
And she will be a supermodel.
Elle sera un supermodèle.
She will be a supermodel.
Elle sera une supermodèle.
We have Wi-Fi.
Nous avons le Wi-Fi.
Yes, there's a car park.
Oui, il y a un parking.
And now for the larger numbers to end this recap. How do you say he buys a bike for 101 euros?
Il achète un vélo pour 101 euros.
She buys a bike for 300 euros.
Elle achète une moto pour 300 euros.
We buy a car for 500 euros.
Nous achetons une voiture pour 500 euros.
And in the future, they are going to buy a boat for 1,000 euros.
Ils vont acheter un bateau pour 1000 euros.
I am going to buy a plane for 1,000,000 euros.
Je vais acheter un avion pour 1,000,000 d'euros.
They are going to buy a boat for 20,000 euros.
Ils vont acheter un bateau pour pour 20 000 euros.
And finally, we will buy a taxi for 5,000 euros.
Nous achèterons un taxi pour 5 000 euros.